This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Shares in the office supply store Staples are down 15% this morning after the company said its sales dropped 5.5% last quarter. Meanwhile, the discount retailer Target said it made a $700 million profit last quarter, which was about the same as a year ago, but its sales were actually up. For some analysis, let's bring in our regular Wednesday guest, Josh Brown. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Josh, let's start with Staples. What is behind this poor earnings report, and what does it mean for the economy, do you think?
You know, the Staples story is an interesting one. You look at the stock right now trading at almost nine-year lows. What we're really seeing here is a shift in priorities. You know, everyone's looking to cut back in from the corporate standpoint, and you know, Staples, a lot of the spending there, it turns out it's a little bit more discretionary than what you would have thought. They're also having trouble selling software and computers, which are pretty high-margin products. So they had a disappointing earnings report, and it speaks volumes in terms of companies, corporations, businesses not spending the way we hoped that they would.
And what about Target? I mean, this is one of the big discount retailers reporting a flat profit.
Yeah, no. Target is the opposite of Staples. They've got traction, they've got foot traffic, they've got people using the website, and they're growing. They're opening up city Target stores in Chicago and Seattle. They're going into Canada this fall for the first time ever. And I think it's indicative of the fact that people are very price conscious. They want a bargain, but they don't necessarily want to walk into a Kmart or a Sears and feel the weight of that gloom, the linoleum floors, the fluorescent lighting. So I think Target gives them kind of a discount retailer with a little bit more cachet.
They want to feel like they're getting the better end of the deal.
They want to feel like they're getting the better end of the deal. They want the actual prices of things to be lower, but they want to buy nice things in a better atmosphere. And I think that's, you know, really consistent with this theme of people learning to do more with less.
Josh Brown of Fusion Analytics, thanks as always.
Thank you.